May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
愿一切平安都临到我们的众弟兄姐妹们。
Once again, we thank God for guiding us into His Holy Sabbath.
我们再一次的感谢主带领我们进入他的安息。
May we all have true rest and peace today.
直到大家今天都有真正的平安。
So we can focus on worshiping God.
直到我们可以专心的来敬拜神。
Not only our body is here.
不单止我们的身体在这里
but our mind must also be here,
我们的思想也在这里
so that we can be pleasing to our Lord.
直到我们可以得到神的喜悦
This morning we would like to talk the topic The Lord Jesus tests his disciples.
今天要与大家来讨论的是主耶稣试验门徒
Throughout our growing up, we have faced a lot of tests.
在我们一生长大的期间我们都面对很多的试验
When we were in school, everyfew weeks or months, we face some test.
在学校里面，我们每几个星期或者每几个月都会面对一些考试。
Sometimes it's small tests.
有些是小的考试。
Sometimes it's big exam.
有些是大的考试。
If you learn piano or any musical instruments,
如果你学习这些钢琴或者一些乐器
，you like to take a test.
也是要去考试。
To see where what the level is.
知道自己现在在什么等级。
Even when you work,
即使在工作
，if you want a promotion.
如果要得到这个晋升
you have to go to test,
也要经过考试
so that the boss will know that whether you're up to the task
使到这个雇主能够知道你是否能够胜任
even your vehicle
甚至是你的车辆
every time you want to buy or sell it you want to put it into the test
每次你要买新车或者是要把车卖掉也是要去做一些测试
you want to see your vehicle is working properly
是否看看这部车是否还能够正常操作
Nobody like facing a test.
其实没有人喜欢面对考试
Because test means stress.
因为考试就会有压力
That means you have to study, you have to face pressure.
就是说要去读书然后要面对这个压力
But test is necessary.
可是考试却是需要的
Without test, you will never know what the level is.
如果没考试，就不知道自己处在什么等级里面。
You never know what you are lacking.
也不知道自己缺乏了什么东西。
Our faith have the same situation.
同样的，我们的信仰也是一样。
When we sitting here, everybody looks the same.
因为当我们坐在这里的时候，每个人看起来都差不多一样。
We come to service, we go home. Next week we come again.
我们来聚会，回家，下个星期再来。
We pray, we sing him, we offer, we worship.
那我们祷告，我们唱诗，我们奉献。
We don't know where we are.
其实我们也不知道自己在什么程度。
But sometimes when tests come,
可是有时候当这个试验临到
，it will reveal what level are we in.
就能够看出我们是处在哪一个阶段。
Or what are we lacking?
或者是我们缺乏了什么
？When Jesus trained his disciple,
当耶稣训练他的门徒的时候
，sometimes give him test.
他有时候也会给他们做一些试炼
ask them questions.
有时候是问他们一些问题
So today, according to John chapter 6, we're going to see how the Lord tests his disciples.
今天我们就根据约翰福音第六章看主耶稣如何试炼他的门徒
Let's read John chapter 6.
我们看约翰福音第六章
Verse 1 to 6 first.
第一到第六节
John chapter 6, verse 1 to 6.
约翰福音第六章第一到第六节，第一节，自是以后，耶稣渡过加利利海，就是提比利亚海。第二节，有许多人因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹，就跟随他。第三节，耶稣上了山，和门徒一同坐在那里。第四节，那时犹太人的逾越节近了。第五节，耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说：“我们从。”哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？第六节，他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎么样行。
So in verse 6, here said Lord Jesus Christ test Philip.
第六节这里说，主耶稣要试验腓力。
So we use this verse as a topic for today, using these passages to see the Lord test his disciples.
我们就以这里这一段。经文看主耶稣如何试炼他的门徒。
Now, chapter 6 talks about Lord Jesus Christ, he crossed the Sea of Galilee, and then many people follow him.
第六章谈到主耶稣要渡过加利利海，很多人要跟随他。
Why people follow Jesus?
为什么这些人要跟随他耶稣呢？
Because they have seen Lord Jesus Christ has performed a lot of miracles.
因为他们看见主耶稣所行了很多的神迹。
They think Jesus is a very special one.
因为主耶稣是一个特别的人。
No one has ever performed so many miracles like him.
因为没有人像他能够行那么多的神迹。
And they are very interested to learn and listen to him.
他们很有兴趣向他学习，要听他讲话。
So they follow Jesus everywhere he goes.
所以他们无论耶稣走到哪里，他们都要跟着。
And at that time the Passover is near.
当时逾越节也近了。
And verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5 tells us when Jesus lifted up his sight and saw many people.
那第五节这里，耶稣举目看见许多人来。
Wow. And then he talked to Philip.
就对腓力说。
Now I want to focus here the action Lord Jesus Christ did.
这里我要专注意一下主耶稣他的这个动作。
Before Lord Jesus Christ asked Philip the question,
在耶稣还没有问腓力这个问题之前
，Jesus lift up his head,
主耶稣举目观看见
，He saw many people,
然后看见许多人。
Every action the Bible record Lord Jesus is meaningful.
在圣经里面所记载主耶稣每一个动作都是很有意义的。
Jesus lift up his head,
耶稣举目。
Why Jesus have to lift up his head?
为什么耶稣要举头观看呢？
Because Jesus want to see everybody listen to him.
因为主耶稣要看每一个人都在听他讲话。
At the time Jesus was sitting.
当时他是主耶稣是坐下的。
They were on a mountain.
他是在山上。
And then many people sitting there.
也有很多人坐在那边。
Want to listen his teaching.
都要听他的教训。
Now Jesus could have just looked down.
其实主耶稣可以就是这样子往下看。
He can look at his grip on the ground.
或者是看看地，看看他的手稿。
But Jesus decided, I want to lift up my head.
可是主耶稣决定要举目。
Because when you lift up your head, you look far, you see more.
因为举目就能够看远，可以看得更多。
If you look down,
如果你低头看
，you only see your own area.
你往下看就只能够看到自己。这个地方而已。
But if you lift up your head, you look a different perspective.
可是举目观看呢，就能够看到不同的情况。
That's why Jesus lift up his head.
所以主耶稣他举目观看。
Now let's think about today, brother and sister.
我们弟兄姐妹们，我们想一下。
How often do you lift up your head?
有多经常我们有抬起头呢
？Maybe in the past, we kind of not walking normal, doing things normal.
很可能在过去我们是正常的走路正常的做事。
But nowadays, since the invention of smartphone, no more many people lift up their head.
可是现在开始有了这些智能手机以后就很少人在抬起头了。
If you don't believe, when you walk on a bus or on a TTC, you look around, how many people lift up their heads?
如果不相信的话，我们可以在这个巴士上或者在这个 TTC 上就可以看到有多少人其实他的头是抬起来的。
If you look at 10 people, 9 people bow down their head.
如果我们看十个人，有九个人其实是正在低头的。
Nowadays there's a term called 低头族。
现在有这一句话叫这些人做低头族。
Literally mean the tribes of bowing down their heads.
就是说，就是有一群族，好像一族人那样，他们常常都是低着头的。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because nowadays the smartphone is really smart, but we are getting dumb.
可是现在因为这个智能电话已经太过有智慧了，使到人类也变得蠢了。
Oh, and then every minute we are staring our cell phone.
因为我们每一个分钟都在看着我们的手机。
Or our iPad.
或者是我们的那个手提电脑。
Yesterday I was driving in the downtown.
昨天我在这个 downtown 开车的时候。
In the intersection.
在这个十字路口。
While we're waiting a stop sign.
我们在等这个
It's a T section.
就是一个
stop sign.
一个丁字口就是在停在那边。
I was waiting the car in front of me.
我在等着车在我前面过。
Why the car was driving so slowly?
我在看为什么我前面的车它开得那么慢。
It's a stop sign. It's downtown. Everybody's in a rush. So I said, why is it so slow?
在 downtown, 当时每个人都在赶时间，为什么这车行得这么慢呢
？Look at the lady. What she was doing when she was in the car.
我就看看那个车里面那个女人在做什么。
Without surprise, I think you can guess what she was doing.
不用惊讶，你一定可以猜到她在做什么了。
She keep doing this in her wheel.
他一手拿着这个胎盘，一手就一直在点头。
Stop sign, let's just go, and then I have to go. I almost want to hang, but on the horn, but I 忍住啊 reserve. So keep doing this 10 times in 10 seconds.
在十秒里面，我看到他一直抬头举啊、抬头低头了十次。
I was in downtown. Look at people how they walk. Wow, everybody walking facing down.
那我在downtown看到每个人走路的时候，他们的头都是低着的。
When there's 10 seconds,
在十秒
people look on the ground, look on their cell phone.
在十秒钟里面都看到啊、所有的人都是低头。
In Tim Horton, what people are doing?
那在 Tim Horton 里面，那些人在做什么呢
？9 of 10 people they looking down.
那十之八九的人、啊、都是低下头的。
And sometimes even in the church,
有时候甚至在教会里面。
Sometimes I look at the congregation.
有时候我在看我们的信徒。
Our brother and sister.
我们的弟兄姐妹。
Sometimes when we talk, when we speak the word of God.
有时候当我们在讲话，在讲神的话的时候。
Some of you are very focused looking down.
有些人其实也是很专注的正在往下看。
I don't know what you're looking at.
我不知道你在看什么。
Maybe you're looking at your Bible.
很可能你在看圣经。
Maybe you're looking at your iPhone or cell phone or you say, oh, I'm looking at the Bible in my phone.
很可能你是用你的智能电话，因为电话里面有圣经。
But nowadays, getting people full attention, eye to eye contact is so difficult.
可是今天要得到人的、注意、得到人的就是眼对眼望相望的那种注意力是非常的难。
We are so used to looking down.
因为我们现在太过于习惯就是往下看。
Even when we are eating with our loved one, we are looking down.
甚至我们跟我们挚爱的人一起吃饭的时候也是往下看。
Even you are talking to your children, you are looking down.
我们甚至在跟儿女谈话的时候也是往下看。
This is time to lift up our head, brother and sister.
所以现在是弟兄姐妹们，我们应该抬起头了。
When we are church service, we train ourselves, don't look down unless you're reading the scripture. Otherwise, look at the pulpit.
不然的话，除非你是在读圣经，不然的话，请你抬起头来、往上看。
Because attention, eye contact is very important when we receive God's word.
因为当我们在领受神的话的时候，那、集中注意、是很、还有眼睛相望是很重要的。
Not because we are very handsome, we want you to look at us.
并不是说我们现在、很长得很漂亮，要你们在看着我们。
But eye to eye contact.
可是我们这个我们的眼目的那一种。交流
Lord Jesus Christ, even though he was very busy, he looked up and looked at the people.
主耶稣虽然他、是非常的繁忙，他还是会举目、看
when、
观看看那些人。
When he looked up, he discovered who is in need.
当他看、举目观看的时候，他就知道谁现在、需要帮忙。
So brother and sister, we have to look up.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们要举目观看。
Not only physically, we have to look up.
不单只是这个肉体上，我们要、举目观看。
But spiritually, we also have to look up.
在属灵上，我们也应当举目观看。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 121.
我们看诗篇一百二十一篇。
Psalm 121.
诗篇一百二十一篇。
Verse 1-2.
第一和第二节。
Psalm 121, verse 1-2.
诗篇一百二十一篇，第一和第二节。第一节，我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？第二节，我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
Here the psalmist tell us, we have to lift up our heads to the mountain.
这里诗人告诉我们，我们要向山举目。
Look far, look at the mountain, don't look at your own situation.
要看远，要向山举目，不要只看到自己的状况。
Don't think that, oh, I'm always in trouble, my life is so tough.
不要只是说我一直有困难，我的生活是困难的。
Don't look at yourself.
不要只看自己。
Don't look at the difficulties.
不要只看困难。
Don't look at the limitation.
不要只看我们这个所面对的限制。
Lift up your heads, lift up your eyes.
我们要举目观看。
You can see the help come from the Lord.
我们会看到原来帮助是从神而来。
Lord Jesus Christ is very good at observation.
主耶稣他是很会观察的。
When he lift up his head.He finds the needs of his people.
当他举目观看的时候，他就看到他人们的需要。
So it's very important. Even when we come to church, don't bow down and look at our cell phone all the time.
所以非常重要，我们来到教会也不要只是低下头只看自己。
Talk to people.
跟其他人交谈。
Have fellowship.
跟其他人有团契。
Put down your cell phone, even turn it off.
把你的手提电话关掉。
Really enjoy learning the sermon.
我们要。尽量的享受、这个、正道道理。
Enjoy the moment you fellowship with brothers and sisters.
享受与弟兄姐妹们一起团契的那些时光。
Lord Jesus Christ lift up his head.
主耶稣他举目观看。
Let's turn back to John chapter 6.
我们回去看约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
After Jesus lifted up his head and eyes, and he saw many people, and he asked Philip one question.
那主耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说，问他一个问题。
Where do we get bread for all these people to eat?
我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
This is a question.
这是一个问题。
This is a very tough question.
这是一个难题，非常难的难题。
Because according to the recording here, there were at least 5,000 people in this congregation.
因为根据这里的记载呢，在当时众大约有5,000多人。
5,000 people, how many bread? How much bread you need to feed 5,000?
5,000人，我们要用有多少个饼能够喂饱这5,000人呢
？We are less than 200 people here.
我们现在这里是少过200人。
But in order to feed the lunch, after so many people, since working yesterday, cooking now, and then during the lunch, we can have something to eat.
那要喂饱我们这里200多人，我们昨天就有一群人正在准备，今天好让大家有饭吃。
It's not easy.
不是容易的事。
But now there are 5,000.
可是现在有5,000人。
To host one lunch for 5,000, how much food is needed?
那准备一餐让5,000人啊吃，要做多少个工呢
？Even you have money，
即使是有钱
，Where do you get this big restaurant or big bakery？
那你哪里找到这么大的餐馆或者这么大的面包厂呢
？If you everybody have one load，
那每个人需要一个饼
，You need 5,000 load，
就要有5,000个饼。
Even you have money，
即使是有钱
，Who can bake 5,000 load in 1 hour？
那谁能够在一个小时里面能够烘焙出5,000个饼呢
？This is a question。Impossible.
这是一个不可能的问题。
But Jesus threw this question to Philip.
可是主耶稣就把这个问题丢给了腓力。
Where can we get so much bread for people to eat?
我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢
？Why Jesus asked this question?
为什么主耶稣要问这个问题
？It is not Jesus didn't know the answer.
并不是主耶稣他不知道答案。
But Jesus want people to think.
可是他要人去想。
This is Jesus how to test Philip.
这就是主耶稣要试炼腓力。
Sometimes we always receive information.
很多时候我们都一直收到资讯。
Receive teachings.
我们得到教训。
Oh, we have to do this, we have to do that.
我们要做这些，要做那些。
But sometimes God wants you to think differently.
可是有时候神要你就是用另一种方式去思想。
God wants to ask you why you have to do it.
主耶稣要你去神要你去想为什么你要如此做。
Instead of knowing I have to do it.
并不是只是知道说我必须要这样做。
But,Jesus wants you to know why you have to do it.
可是主耶稣要你知道为什么你要如此做。
Without thinking, you never truly understand the meaning.
没有去思想，你就不明白其中的意义。
But after you ask the question,
当你问了问题
，or you were asked the question,
或者你被问问题
，after you search,
那让你去寻找答案
，after you and then you get the answer,
然后得到答案。
This answer is always in your mind.
那这个答案就永远会在你的脑海里面。
Jesus asks you, where can we break so much bread?
那主耶稣会问哪里可以找到这么多饼呢
？They have to think, where can I get it?
那他们就要想从哪里要找到这些饼。
So Jesus always want to give us question.
所以主耶稣会常常会把问题抛给我们。
How can we do it now?
我们现在要怎么做
？Why do we have to do it?
为什么我们要这样子做
？For example, why today you come to Sabbath?
比如说今天为什么你要来到安息日
？Why you have to be here?
为什么你必须要在这里呢
？Why not go to shopping mall or having party with other people?
为什么不去这个商场不去跟别人开这个派对呢
？You have to think.
你要去试想。
Not just a habit, you come here.
并不是只是一个习惯性的必须要来。
You have to know why you are here.
那你必须要知道为什么今天要来这里。
Why you work for God?
为什么你要为神工作
？Why you offer?
为什么要奉献
？Why you have to keep holy？
为什么要保持圣洁
？Jesus asks you why？
主耶稣会问你为什么
？You have to think and find out。
那你要去思想，要去得到答案。
And Jesus will ask you sometimes how you can do it。
有时候主耶稣会问你，你要怎么做
？So Jesus tests his disciple。
所以主耶稣在这里试验他的门徒。
Test is good。
试验是好的。
Jesus asks Philip， "Can you do this now? Where can you buy bread?" Now?
主耶稣这里问腓力：“我们从哪里能够买饼呢
？”Now, if you read following, it is very wonderful verse.
我们如果继续看，就看到很奇妙的回答了。
Here, Bible said, Lord Jesus Himself, actually, He already know, He already knew what to do.
那第六节这里 记载主耶稣他说这话是要试炼腓力，他自己原知道要怎么样死。
Now, this verse is very good.
这是一句很美妙的话。
Jesus already have the answer.
自己主耶稣自己原来已经知道要怎么样行了。
When Jesus is about to test you,
在主耶稣还没有试炼你之前
，put you in a difficult situation，
把你放在一个困难的情况之下。
Just like Philip, Jesus asked Philip, "How do you get bread for all these people?"
就好像腓力，主耶稣问他要怎么去买饼给这些人吃。
Philip will start worrying.
那腓力就开始担心了。
And then he'll start counting how many people are there.
开始去计算这里有多少个人。
And then he'll start to count how much money they have in the pocket.
然后又开始想啊，他们口袋里面有多少钱。
He haven't even get the answer.
在还没有得到答案之前。
He haven't done all his analysis yet.
还没有做各种的分析之前。
But Lord Jesus Christ already have the answer.
那主耶稣已经有了答案。
Now, isn't it wonderful, brother and sister?
弟兄姐妹们，这不是非常奇妙吗？
Our Lord Jesus sometimes put you into a very difficult situation.
有时候主耶稣把你放在一个非常困难的情况之下。
Sometimes you're facing uncertainty.
有时候我们会面对这个不稳定的情况。
For example,
比如说
you have lost your job.
比如说我们失去了工作。
Suddenly you're in the financial trouble.
忽然间就掉入了这个经济困难之中。
Your money is only enough for 3 months.
那手头上所有的钱只能够过三个月。
You ask yourself.
那问问自己。
Wow, I've been coming to church, I've been serving God, but why does this will come to me?
那我一直都有来教会，一直就服侍神，为什么这种事情会在我身上发生
？And suddenly you realize, oh, this is a test.
忽然间我们明白到这是一个试炼。
I have to trust in God.
我必须要信靠神。
But at the same time, when you read this.
那同时，当你读这经节的时候
，Jesus already know what will happen in 3 months.
因为主耶稣已经知道三个月过后将会发生什么事情。
Jesus already know how to guide you through this trouble.
主耶稣也已经知道怎么带领你来经过这个困难。
Now you are having a sickness.
现在你正在生病。
You don't know what will bring forth.
你不知道将会发生什么事情。
Will I be well or will I not be well?
我会好起来吗？或者是我不会好起来吗
？This is a test.
这是一个试炼。
But you don't have to worry.
可是不需要担心。
Jesus already have the answer.
因为主耶稣他已经有了答案。
He already know how to guide you.
因为他已经知道要怎么样来带领你。
Well, let's turn to Numbers chapter 10.
我们看这个民数记的第十章。
Numbers chapter 10.
民数记第十章。
Verse 33.
第三十三节。
Numbers 10:33.
民数记十章三十三节。
Numbers 10:33.
民数记十章三十三节，以色列人离开耶和华的山，往前行了三天的路程。耶和华的约柜在前头，行了三天的路程，为他们寻找安歇的地方。
Here records the millions of people of Israelites they were traveling in the wilderness.
这里记载了几万的这些以色列人他们在旷野中行走。
There are millions of them.
这里他们有几万人。
They need a good area to camp.
他们需要找到一个好的地方来扎营。
To rest.
来休息。
And to find water sources.
还要找这个水源。
And that place must be safe.
而且那个地方必须要是安全的。
It must be far from the enemies.
要离开敌人很远的。
And far from the beast in the wilderness.
也要离开这些在旷野上的野兽很远的。
Now, if you are in the camp, you're kind of worried, where do we go next?
那如果你在这一群人里面，你可能会担心，那下次我们要去到哪里呢？
But you don't have to worry.
可是你不需要担心。
Because the ark of the Lord already ahead of you 3 days journey.
可是因为耶和华的约柜在前头，行了三天的路程。
Not even 1 hour.
并不是一个小时。
Not even 3 minutes or 30 minutes.
不是三十分钟、三分钟。
It's 3 days.
是三天。
He is already so ahead of your own schedule and planning.
因为他在你的这个计算、你的计划里面，他已经在你的前面很远了。
How far can you plan your life?
你能够计划自己的生活多长远呢
？Of course, we can have plan.
当然，我们可以做计划。
But plan never catch up changes.
可是我们的计划永远跟不上这个改变。
Isn't it?
不是吗
？But don't worry.
可是不用担心。
Jesus already know the answer.
因为主耶稣已经知道答案了。
Sometimes it put you into the test.
有时候他只是把你放在这个试炼当中而已。
But before you answer.Jesus already have the answer.
在你还没有回答之前，主耶稣已经有了答案。
Maybe your answer is not that good.
很可能你的答案并不是那么的好。
Maybe you are worried.
很可能你在忧虑。
But Lord Jesus Christ already there.
可是主耶稣已经在那边了。
Let's look back John chapter 6.
我们再回去看这个约翰福音第六章。
Chapter 6 verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
约翰福音第六章第七节，腓力回答说，就是20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也不够的。
Now, Philip has tried his best to give an answer.
这里腓力他尽力的给一个答案。
I don't know why Lord Jesus asked Philip.
我不知道为什么主耶稣会问腓力。
Philip was not a very outspoken person among his disciples.
在他的门徒当中，腓力并不是一个常常说话的人。
But Jesus picked him this time and asked him a question.
可是在这个时候，主耶稣却选了他，问他这个问题。
Maybe Philip is quiet, but he sometimes like to think and is try always thinking the way his own thinking logically.
很可能腓力是一个安静的人，可是却常常在思想，在以有逻辑的方式在思想问题。
Of course, being logical, rational is good in some situation.
当然，有些时候逻辑思想是非常好的。
But sometimes, not everything in faith you have to think, understand it logically or rationally.
可是很多时候，我们的信仰、我们的信心却不是只是单用逻辑就可以能够想得通的。
So Jesus asked Philip.
所以这里主耶稣问腓力，
Where do we get all this bread for so many people?
我们如何得到这些饼来给这么多人吃呢？
Philip already observed already.
那腓力他已经观察了。
He has already counted approximately how many people are there.
他已经计算了这里大约有多少人。
A few thousands.
有几千人。
Even we have 20 pieces of silver.
即使是我们有二十两银子。
It's a lot of money.
是很多钱。
But it's still not enough.
还是不足够的。
So Philip has done his quantitative analysis.
所以这里腓力已经做了他这个数目上的分析了。
He's very rational. He's very logical.
是很有道理的，很有逻辑的分析。
He has given his answer.
也给了他的答案。
But his answer is not enough.
可是他的答案就是不足够。
His conclusion is not enough. Impossible.
他所给予的结论就是是不可能的，是不足够的。
Now, sometimes think about ourselves.
有时我们回想一下自己。
When God sometimes put us into a test,
当有时候神把我们放进一个试炼里面，
we always using our logical thinking to estimate, to think about what is our ability.
我们常常会以逻辑思想去思考，然后计算我们的能力到哪里。
Wow, we are very logical thinker.
我们都是很有逻辑的去思想。
List out all the possibility.
把所有的可能性都列下来。
And what is our strength? How much money? How much strength do we got?
我的能力在哪里？我的钱有多少？
And then we compare.
然后做一个比较。
Oh, not possible.
然后就会做到结论说不可能。
I cannot do it.
我不能够做。
My family cannot do it.
我的家人不能够做。
There's no way I can do it.
我不可能做到这样子。
It is too difficult.
太困难了。
Just like Philip, after he analysis, he say, "No, there's no way I can do it."
就好像腓力，当他分析了以后，就会知道原来真的是做不到。
And of course, with human being, we cannot do it.
当然，以人的立场来说，这是做不到的。
Because we are human.
因为我们是人。
We are limited.
我们是有限制的。
Even you have 20 pieces of silver, you cannot feed 5,000.
即使是有二十两银子，也不能够喂饱五千人。
Even you have more money, you have no way to get all this bread in a short time.
即使是有更多的钱，也不能够在这么短时间能够买到这么多饼。
But Lord Jesus Christ want to teach Philip one thing.
可是主耶稣要教导腓力一件事情。
When I do things,
当我做事情的时候，
it's not according to your logical thinking.
并不是根据你这个逻辑思想。
When I do things.
这是两件事情。
It is according to my power.
就是根据我的能力。
And according to your faith.
还有根据你的信心。
It's not according to your logical, rational calculation.
而不是根据你这个逻辑思想、逻辑的一个计算。
This is very important, brother and sister.
弟兄姐妹们，这是非常的重要。
God can do great things in your life.
神可以在你的生活当中做大的事情。
God can help you out in your situation.
神可以帮助你离开所处的环境。
God can bless our church abundantly.
神可以大大的祝福我们的教会。
But when we make decision,
可是当我们做决定的时候，
when we face a situation,
当我们面对一个状况的时候，
yes, we must try our best to calculate.
我们当然是会尽力的去做计算。
But at the end, it's not according to your calculation.
可是到后来却不一定会根据我们的计算。
It's according to the power of God.
是根据神的能力。
This is a very important concept.
这是一个非常重要的思想。
Maybe the doctor tell you, wow, I try, but there's no way.
当医生跟你说我已经尽力了没有办法。
Do you still believe in God?
当这样子你还相信神吗？
Yes, doctor says no way, but God, there's a way.
可是是的， 医生说没有方法，可是神却有方法。
When you rely on your own self, there's no way.
当你只依靠自己的时候是没有办法。
But with God, there's always a way.
可是对神来说是永远都有一条道路。
Do you believe in Him?
你还相信他吗？
This is a very important concept.
这是一个非常重要的概念。
So Jesus did not comment his answer because he knows Philip has already tried.
这里主耶稣没有对于腓力所给的答案做任何的
回应。
他知道腓力已经尽力了。
But Jesus started to work on something.
可是主耶稣他继续做他所要做的事情。
Let's read verse 8.
我们看第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节，有一个门徒，就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，对耶稣说。
Continue.
第九节，在这里有一个孩童。带着五个大麦饼，两条鱼，只是分给这许多人，还算什么呢？
Now Jesus started to take charge of the situation.
这里耶稣开始来主导整个事情。
Of course, we all know this story very well.
当然我们也知道很熟悉这个故事。
Jesus used the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and feed the 5,000.
主耶稣用五个饼两条鱼喂饱了五千人。
But how did he do it?
可是他是如何的进行呢？
If you look at the details,
我们看看他详细的细节。
You'll be amazed how many factors are involved here.
你会觉得非常惊讶，当中有多么多的因素在里面。
Yes, it's the Lord Jesus Christ who is taking charge. He's planning everything.
当然是由主耶稣做主导，他做计划。
But he is using a lot of characters work together to fulfill this miracle.
可是他是用当中用了很多人一起合作
Why
配合，然后制成了这一个神迹。
The first factor is a little boy.
第一个因素就是这个小孩。
In verse 9, saying that there was a little boy, he has brought his lunch, the 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 fish.
这里第九节记载了有一个孩童带着五个大饼两条鱼。
Now, the key of this miracle is a little boy is willing to bring out what he has.
那这主要的因素在这里呢，就是一个小孩他愿意的把他所有的拿出来。
Now, think about this little boy.
我们想想这个小孩。
Wow, he's just like a little boy among us.
就像我们当中的一些小孩
maybe he's very interested in listening to Jesus.
很可能他真的对主耶稣所说的很有兴趣。
And then his mom told him, "Okay, little boy, bring this for lunch."
很可能他妈妈就会说，那你就带这些去做你的午餐吧。
It's not a lot of food.
并不是很多的食物。
Just enough for himself.
只是足够他自己吃。
And it's not come from a wealthy family.
也不是，他也不是来自一个很有钱的家庭。
Because you look at the lunch, you see what he's eating.
我们看看他所吃的东西是什么。
For example, if you have children are in school, right? Or they tell you what they eat or what their friend eat come from what kind of family, you kind of know.
比如说小孩子在学校如果他们拿出他们的午餐，我们就可以看出他们的家庭背景是什么了。
If one kid opened the lunch box, wow, sushi.
如果一个小孩一打开他的那个饭盒，里面是寿司、
sashimi，
或者是这些日本刺身、
lobster，
龙虾。
Lobster for lunch. Wow, this kid must be very rich.
午餐吃龙虾，那小孩肯定是来自富有的家庭。
Wow, look at the lunch, only a biscuit.
如果我们打开这个饭盒，他的午餐原来只是饼干。
Water.
水
must be a poor family.
很可能是来自穷人家的小孩。
This little boy, the lunch is a barley bread.
这个小孩呢，他是吃的是麦饼。
It's 5 barley bread.
五个麦饼。
It's not a baked bread, but make a barley.
不是大大的饼，是
大的麦。
大，对不起，是不是其他饼？
不是大麦的饼，不是大的麦饼。Sorry,
是大麦饼。
Barley is a very rough food.
那这个麦饼呢，是很粗糙的食物。
It's from a poor family.
是穷人家的食物。
Now think about yourself.
我们想想自己。
If you were this little child,
如果你是这小孩
you are poor.
你是贫穷的。
You only have a lunch enough for yourself.
你只有这足够让自己吃的午餐。
You are hungry.
你也现在已经饿了。
And nobody has anything else to eat.
其他人也没有食物吃。
And the disciple asking, who has anything?
那门徒就问谁有食物的
？What will you do？
那你会怎么做呢
？What will you do, brother and sister？
弟兄姐妹们，你会怎么做呢
？Maybe say, "Excuse me, Maybe you say, excuse me, let me go for toilet.
你会说，对不起，我先上厕所一下。
And then in the bush, you start to eat.
躲在丛林之中，然后开始自己在吃。
I don't want people to share my lunch.
因为我不要跟人家分享我的午餐。
I only have enough for myself.
因为我拥有的只是刚足够自己吃而已。
I'm poor. I'm not from a rich family.
我已经很穷了，也不是来自有钱的家庭。
Somebody else will do it.
肯定有人会做的，不用怕。
Somebody else will do the offering.
肯定有人会做这个奉献。
Somebody else will give it to Jesus.
有人会把东西交给耶稣的。
Not me.
并不是我。
Is it? Will you do it? Will you do the same?
你是否也会这样子做呢？
But this little boy is different.
可是这小孩他就不一样了。
He is willing to bring what he has.
那他是愿意把他有的拿出来。
Sometimes I always think about this detail. I was so touched.
当我想到这些细节的时候，我是多么的被感动。
Why Jesus loved little children?
为什么主耶稣会爱小孩呢？
Because they are so pure.
因为小孩是多么的纯真。
They are so selfless.
他们多么的无私。
And sometimes when we grow bigger, we have so many things to worry about.
因为当我们越长越大，我们心里面就太多的忧虑。
We think about ourselves.
一直在想自己。
We protect about ourselves.
会保护自己。
But look at this little child.
可是我们看看这小孩。
So selfless.
这么的无私。
If the Lord Jesus needed, He bring it out.
那主耶稣需要，他就拿出来了。
Then why He can do this, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹们，为什么他能够做到这点呢？
I think his parent, even though the Bible did not mention about it, but I think he's come from a family who really trained this child.
那虽然圣经没有记载，可是我相信他的家庭一定是有好好的教导这小孩。
This child is willing to share.
这个小孩他是愿意分享
，He's willing to offer，
他愿意奉献
，He's willing to love，
他愿意付出爱。
Now, brother and sister, I know you love your children。
弟兄姐妹们，我知道你是爱你们的儿女的。
You love your children more than the whole world。
你爱你的儿女多过这个世界。
You give your children the best of this world that you can offer。
你尽你的能力为你的小把这世界上最好的给你的小孩。
Sometimes I look at the parents how they love the child。
有时候我看我们的父母如何爱他们的小孩？
How the grandparents love the children?
看到这些祖父母如何爱这些小孩？
I'm very worried.
我非常担心。
For example, when they are eating,
尤其是他们在吃饭的时候。
My little grandson, my little child, this big piece, you eat, you eat.
我的小孩，这是最大的，你吃。
Oh, granny love you. Oh, eat this.
祖母爱你，你去吃。
No, I don't like it.
那小孩会说我不喜欢。
This is good.
这是会跟他说这是好的。
Okay, I'll eat it.
那好的，我会吃。
Every time when the dinner is served, all the child says, "This big piece, this big chicken leg is mine."
那每次当吃晚餐的时候，那小孩就会说啊，这个最大的这一块鸡腿是我的。
And the parents say, "Ah,、oh, little children, 好可爱啊，好 cute." Okay.
那父母就会说啊，这很可爱啊，给你吃。
And every time when they eat, they know the bigger one is mine.
那每次吃饭的时候，他就知道最大的那一块是留给他的。
Isn't it? This is what happening every week.
这不是我们每个星期都在发生的事情吗？
Many children are training, many parents are training our children become very selfish.
我们很多父母都在一直训练我们的小孩成为非常自私的人。
Become very self-centered.
而且非常自我中心。
Be careful if you have only one child in the family.
如果你家里面只有一个小孩，你更加要小心。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they don't need to share.
因为他们不需要与别人分享。
Everybody loves them.
因为每一个人都爱他们。
So when they grow up,Very easy, they become very self-centered.
所以当他们长大，他们很容易就成为一个很自我的人。
Nowadays, young children are very, very smart.
现在小孩子都非常的聪明。
Very educated.
而且也读了很多书。
But when they grow up, they become very selfish.
可是长大以后却变成非常自私。
The parents love them so much, but they don't even love their parents.
他们的父母爱他们，非常爱他们，可是他们却不爱自己的父母。
Why?
为什么呢？
You cannot blame the children.
你不能够怪你的小孩。
Because from young you train them to receive, to receive, to receive.
因为从小你就一直训练他，他们只是懂得接受而已。
They don't know how to give.
他们不懂得如何付出。
They don't know how to share.
他们不懂得如何分享。
They don't know how to sacrifice.
他们也不懂得如何牺牲自己。
So you train up yourself a very selfish, self-centered person.
所以你在训练一个非常自私、非常自我的人。
When they grow up, they don't love you. You cannot blame them.
如果他们长大不爱你，你就不能够责怪他们。
So from now you must change.
所以现在我们必须要改变。
How to change it?
那如何改变呢
？During the dinner time.
在吃饭的时候。
哇 ，the children say, "This pig is mine. This big pieces of chicken leg is mine."
那当你的小孩说这个最大块的是我的时候
，No, it's not yours.
你要跟他说并不是你的。
The good one you always give to your father.
那最好的你要先给你的父亲
，or grandfather，
或者是祖父
or your mommy.
或者是给妈妈
unless they don't want it
除非他们不要。
Then you can have it.
那你才能够拿。
Train them like this.
我们要这样子来训练他们。
This iPad is not yours. It's not yours.
这个 iPad 并不是你的。
This computer is not yours.
这个电脑也不是你的。
Everything you have is parents.
因为你所拥有一切都是属于父母的。
You have to ask your parent for permission.
你要问过你的父母的同意。
You have to share with your sibling.
你要跟你的其他弟兄姐妹们分享。
So train them.
你要这样子来训练他们
，just like this little boy，
就好像这个小孩。
I'm sure he was trained properly in his house。
我相信很肯定他在家里面是被好好的训练的。
When the Lord asked, when the disciple asked, who has any food? Yes, I have. I can share. I can bring it out.
当门徒问啊谁有食物的时候，他就能够说啊我有，我可以跟大家分享。
Of course, he didn't know that everybody can get a big bite. Maybe he think this lunch go out will never come back.
他不知道说大家都可能会有一大口咬一大口，他以为拿去以后他可能也没得吃了。
But this boy has given up.
可是这小孩他愿意付出。
Without giving up.
啊，没有付出。
This miracle will never fulfill.
啊，这个神迹不可能会完成。
Our Lord always want to do miracle in our life.
在我们的生命里面，我们的主他时常都要行神迹。
In our church.
在教会里面。
But somebody must start. Somebody must start.
可是。必须要先有一个人做一个开始。
That somebody who started is the most important.
那个先开始那个人是最重要的人。
Because God wants to use something so little to make it so big.
因为神要用这个至小的这事情这人啊人物做一个大的事情。
But somebody have to start.
可是必须要先有一个人开始。
And this somebody have to be you.
而且这一个人必须要是你。
Yes, I can sacrifice.
好的，我可以牺牲。
I'll be the first one to enroll.
我是第一个报名的人。
I have time.
我有时间。
I have money.
我有钱。
I have talent.
我有能力。
I bring it up first.
那我会发起头来。
And then the Lord will follow.
那接着神就会继续做他的工作。
So this little boy is one of the most famous little boy in the whole Bible.
那这小孩是整个圣经里面一个最出名的小孩。
之一啊。Even though the Bible did not record his name.
虽然圣经里面没有记载他的名字。
But the Lord must have recorded in his account that this lunch of the little boy.Is the most meaningful lunch.
那可是在神的记录里面肯定已经记载了这小孩把他的这个午餐拿出来。
Okay, let's read verse 5.
Verse
10, sorry.
我们再看第十节。
Verse 10.
约翰福音第六章第十节，耶稣说，你们叫众人坐下，原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目约有五千。
Now Lord Jesus Christ started to do the miracle.
这里耶稣开始行他的神迹。
The first thing he do is he want people have a seat.
第一件他要大家做的事情就是大家要坐下来。
And organize them row by row.
然后把他们分成一排排的。
Jesus want to do miracle, but he doesn't want a chaotic situation.
耶稣要行神迹，可是却不要有一个很混乱的状况。
Have a seat.
你们坐下来。
Orderly.
要有秩序的坐下来。
Don't walk around.
不要跑来跑去。
Don't even have to line up. You sit, we will deliver for you.
不用排队，你们坐下来就能够有食物送到给你。
Jesus doesn't want a chaotic situation.
因为主耶稣不要一个很混乱的状况。
Everything Lord Jesus do, Jesus want to make sure the crowd have to be organized and controlled.
因为主耶稣所做的每一样事情，他要确保这一群人都是好好的被有秩序的。
Jesus could have just suddenly make a mountains of bread and everybody wow see so many bread and just come and fight and.Crowded.
耶稣其实可以变 一桌上那么多的饼，然后每个人冲过去抢拿这个饼吃。
That would be no good, right?
这样子不好的。
This is not order.
这就没有秩序。
Anything have to be in order.
因为所有的事情必须要有条有序。
Even you have your right.
即使是你有你的权利。
Even though you are hungry.
即使是你现在饿了。
You have to wait.
你也是要等待。
Have to be in order.
也是要有条有理。
This is to teach us in the church. It's the same.
同样的，在教会里面也是一样。
Everything has to be going in order.
每一样事情都必须要有秩序的去做。
It's time to talk.
有你讲话的时间。
It's time to be quiet.
也有这个安静的时间。
Time we there's time to listen.
也有在聆听的时间。
And there's time to sit down.
也有坐下来的时间。
So everything has to be in order.
所以每一样事情都必须是有秩序的。
So now after Jesus put them into order,
现在耶稣把他们编排好了。
Verse 11,
第十一节。第十一节，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人，分鱼也是这样，都随着他们所要的。
Now this is Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ, how he started to perform the miracles.
这是主耶稣他开始行这个神迹。
The second factor.
第二个因素。
Why this miracle is possible?
为什么这个神迹可以被行出来呢？
The key is the Lord Jesus Christ has given thanks to it. 就是注谢。
这主要就是主耶稣在这里注谢了。
Without this action, this miracle is not possible.
没有这个行动，这个神迹是不可能发生的。
Jesus Christ give thanks to this little lunch. It was in his hand.
主耶稣 拿起他在他手中的这个午餐祝谢。
He has given thanks to the heavenly Father for his provision.
感谢天父的 赐给供给。
This action is the key.
这样子的行动是主要因素。
Of course, before we eat, we must give thanks, right?
当然，我在我们还没有吃饭之前，我们都会祝谢。
But when you think about this action,
但是如果我们想想这个行动
，What was in Jesus' hand?
主耶稣手上这是什么
？If you are Lord Jesus Christ，
如果你是耶稣
，You're holding this small lunch，
你手上拿着这少少的午餐
，How can you give thanks？
你怎么如何能够祝谢呢？
You say we have 5,000 people here。
你会想，我们这里有5000人。
There's only one lunch for one boy。
这只是足够一个小孩所吃的午餐。
How can that be enough？
那这如何足够呢
？There's no way。
是不可能的。
God give us more。
你会跟神说，神啊，给我更多。
We're lacking。
我们现在缺乏。
Don't you see our needs？
你没有看到我的需要吗
？I think that would be most of us our reaction, right？
这是我们大家人大家的都会的反应。
You look at your bank account。
我们看看我们的银行里面的钱。
My money is not enough。
我们说钱不够用。
God give me more。
我们会跟神说，神啊，给我更多。
You look at your house。
我们看看我们的房子。
So small。
这么小。
Other people have big houses。
别人有大房子。
God bless me one bigger one sometimes。
我们会跟神说，你祝福我有一个更大的房子。
Look at your children。
看看自己的孩子。
It's not as smart as somebody else's children。
不比别人的孩子聪明。
Other people's children are smarter, are taller, are more handsome, more beautiful。
其他人的孩子他们更高，看起来更好看，而且又更聪明。
God bless my children more。
神啊。祝福我的孩子。
Always we fail to give thanks.
我们常常都没有做这个祝谢感谢。
When we fail to give thanks, we are not happy.
那我们不感谢，我们就不喜乐。
When we are not giving thanks, when we pray, we cannot please the heavenly Father.
当我们没有感谢，我们祷告就不能够得神喜悦。
We have to always give thanks.
所以我们要常常感谢。
Even though what you have is lacking.
虽然所拥有的是缺乏的。
It's not enough.
是不足够的。
You still have to give thanks.
还是要感谢。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
我们看以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Verse 20. Chapter 5, verse 20.
第二十节。
Ephesians 5:20.
以弗所书第五章第二十节。第二十节。凡是要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
He has said, "We have always, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and to give thanks to Heavenly Father."
这里说，凡是要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Can you give thanks?
你能够感谢吗
？Sometimes we give thanks, but we always really care about the things that we don't have.
我们有时会感谢，可是我们更关心所没有拥有的。
For example,
比如说。
You receive a test paper, 99%.
我们得到了这个考卷的回来，就是得了99分。
Or your children come back with a test paper, 99%.
那当小孩回来拿了99分
，What is your reaction?
那你的反应是什么呢
？Why are you not careful, missing the 1%?
为什么你不小心丢了这一分？
Next time you must do harder.
那下次要更努力。
You shouldn't miss that 1%, right?
你不应当 就少了这一分。
Sometimes, of course, this mentality keep carrying on in the whole life.
这种这样子的思维一直在我们生命里面。
We forget to give thanks to God the 99% that's already God already given us.
可是我们却忘记了要感谢神给我们的那99分。
We always really care and complain and mind the 1% that God didn't give it to us.
我们一直都在担心，在操心那神没有给的那一分。
Lord Jesus Christ, He gave thanks.
主耶稣他感谢。
Even the lunch is so small.
虽然手中的午餐是那么的少。
Only is good for one person's lunch.
只能够足够一个人吃。
But He still gave thanks.
他还是祝谢感谢。
When He gave thanks to the Heavenly Father.
当他感谢天父的时候。
It is already in the hands of the Heavenly Father.
那这食物已经在天父手中了。
He is responsible for feeding everyone.
因为是由他 来负责去喂饱这些人。
When you started to give thanks in your life,
当你在生命中啊懂得感谢的时候。
When you stop complaining,
当你停止埋怨的时候。
When you stop murmuring,
在停止抱怨的时候。
When you start to give thanks,
当你开始感谢的时候。
Your life is already in the hands of Heavenly Father.
那你的生命就已经在天父的手中了。
Yesterday afternoon was pouring, right?
昨天啊中午的。下午是下雨。
I think you were outside. Some of you are working.
有些人在外面工作。
I was in downtown.
我当时在 downtown.
Visiting church members.
去探访一些信徒。
Suddenly, wow, pouring.
忽然间下大雨。
My heart started to give thanks.
那我的心开始感谢。
First, I'm lucky. I'm in the car.
第一，我非常的幸运，
wow,
我在车里面。
I see people soaked walking or riding bicycle.
我看到那些人他们在路上行走或者是在踏这个脚踏车
whole body is wet.
满身都湿透了
wow, I give thanks.
那我感谢
Why?
为什么呢
I'm not soaking in the rain.
我没有整身都湿透
I thank God.
感谢神
Even though the traffic jam is so terrible yesterday.
虽然昨天的那个交通阻塞是那么的
From downtown to the church, more than 1 hour.
从 downtown 一直到回到教会是超过一个小时
But I still give thanks.
我还是感谢
Why?
为什么呢
I thank God.
我感谢神。
I can arrive safely.
我能够安全的回来。
Even 1 hour doesn't matter.
虽然是一个小时也没关系。
God is with me.
因为神与我同在。
I give thanks for the grass, for the trees, for the lawn.
那我感谢神这些青葱的草地。
Save me money. I don't have the water for a few days, right?
因为省了我一些钱，我不用浇水。
So even if it's a bad weather, wow, we give thanks.
虽然是天气不是很好，我还是感谢。
So when you give thanks, miracles start to happen.
所以当你开始感谢的时候，神迹就发生了。
Let's turn back to John.
我们再回去看约翰福音
chapter 6,
第六章。
John chapter 6, verse 11.
第十一节。
After the Lord Jesus Christ given thanks, and then he had a disciple.To distribute the bread to those who are sitting.
耶稣祝谢以后就让他门徒分给那些坐着的人吃。
Now this is another key of factors of this miracle.
这也是另一个这个神迹的其中一个主要因素。
What did Jesus do?
耶稣做了什么呢
？After he give thanks, it's still 5 bread and 2 fish.
祝谢了以后还是五个饼两条鱼。
But when did it start to multiply?
可是这些饼如何开始一直增多呢
？When which moment did it start to multiply?
在哪一个时候开始这些食物开始增多呢
？Not the moment Jesus give thanks and suddenly we have a mountain of bread.
并不是主耶稣祝谢以后忽然间就有一座山那么大的饼跑出来。
No, but when people to break it, when the disciples to break it and give it to the people sitting there, it started to multiply.
当门徒开始把这些饼就是剥开然后分给人的时候这个神迹就开始发生了。
This is a very important message.
这是一个非常重要的信息。
When you give,
当你分出去的时候
God started to bless.
神就开始祝福。
If you don't break the bread, when you don't give it out,
如果你不把饼剥开你不把它分出去
it is always so little.
还是那么永远的就是那么少。
But when you start to break and give it out,
当你开始要分给别人的时候
，God will start to bless you.
神就开始会祝福你。
Will start to bless your family.
会开始祝福这个家庭。
Will start to bless the church.
会开始祝福这个教会。
In the Bible, there's a lot of very wonderful spiritual principle.
在圣经里面有很多美好的这些属灵的
原则。One of these recorded in Acts chapter 20.
其中一个是记载在。使徒行传第二十章里面。
Let's look at Acts chapter 20.
我们看使徒行传第二十章。
Verse 35.
第三十五节。
Acts 20 verse 35.
使徒行传第二十章第三十五节。
Acts 20 verse 35.
使徒行传二十章三十五节。三十五节，我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦，扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话说。是比受更为有福。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹们
，If you want blessing,
如果你要得到福气
，If you want a life to be different,
你要你的生命有所不一样
，Please underline this verse and remember it.
请你把这一节圣经画下来，然后记住它
，And start practicing it.
而且开始去做里面所说的
，Because this is the word of Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这是主耶稣说的
，It is more blessed to give than to receive.
是比受更为有福。
When will the blessing come?
那福气啊，才在什么时候临到呢
？When you start giving。
就是当你开始施舍的时候
，This is a concept contrary to the world。
啊，这个概念与世上的概念是完全啊不一样的。
In the world, you say that, oh, I should accumulate myself。
那在世上的概念就是我要累积很多。
So the more I have, the more blessed I am。
那我累积越多，我就越蒙福。
But spiritually speaking, it's not like this。
可是从属灵的角度看，并不是如此。
If you want God to bless you，
如果你要神祝福你
，You must give。
你要开始施舍
，Help people。
要帮助人
，Help the church，
要帮助教会
，Give it to God，
要啊、交给神
，Give it to the people who need it，
交给那些所需要的人。
There was a sister，
有一位姐妹
啊、，who was working as a tour guide，
啊，她的工作是做一个导游。
And then one day she heard about the church somewhere else is buying a new chapel。
那有一天她听到说，有一个地方的教会他们要买会堂。
And then she thinks to herself。
他自己这么想
I'm going to offer 500 for this building fund。
他自己这样子想、啊、无论如何我会奉献500块给这个教会、
$500 is a big amount for her。 $500
500块对他来说是一个大的数目。
She doesn't know where this 500 will come from。
他也不知道这500块要怎么得到。
But in her mind she already thinks next week I come to church I must offer 500。
那他心里面这样子想，下个礼拜我到来，我就会奉献这500块。
So and then she just go to work。
所以他就继续的去工作。
Bring the tourists go to different places。
然后把这些旅客带到不同的地方。
And when they go to one place and one shop。
当他们去到一个店里面。
That day that shop is selling a lot of gemstone。
那在那天、那个店是卖很多这些、宝石的、
It's not a very expensive one. Actually, it was very supposed to be very cheap、
这些宝石也不是这些石头装饰品也不是很贵的东西。
It's beautiful, but it's very cheap.
是漂亮的可是却不是很贵。
But the shop sell it very expensive.
可是这个店呢却把价钱抬得很高。
The shop sell it for $100 per each.
那每一颗宝一个这些石头他们都卖整100块以上。
And on that day, all the tourists suddenly, wow, they love those gemstones.
那这当时那些旅客游客都非常、喜欢这些石头。
They're always fighting. They're fighting for buying this.
然后他们抢着来买。
I said, "Oh, this is mine."
都抢着来买，这、这是我的，这是我的。
The other one said, "No, no, no. I saw this first."
那另一个人就说，哦，我是先看到的。
Wow, those tourists are fighting to buy those gemstones.
那这些旅客他们都在抢着买这些、石头。
So they bought a lot.
他们买了很多。
So after they buy everything, the tourists send to the bus.
那他们买完以后，当然就、回去这个、旅游吧。
And then our sister, who is a tour guide, said, "Okay, wait for me. Let me check anybody in the washroom." And actually, she went into the store and asked the manager any commission.
那他就跟大家说、你们等我，我去一下厕所。其实他是跑到店里面问那个经理说他有没有任何的佣金。
Oh, that day, the manager is very happy.
那天经理非常的高兴。
Because he said, "Wow, your tourists, your group are buy a lot."
他说、你的这一团人买了很多。
And then the manager wrote her a check.
那这经理开了一张支票给他。
$1,000.
要1000块的支票。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because the tourists buy $10,000 of gemstone.
因为那些旅客买了整10000块的这些、货品。
And 10% commission give it to her.
他就得到了10%的这个佣金。
Never happened before so much.
之前没有试过能够得到这么多的。
Just one group, one shop, $1,000.
那只是这一团人去一间店就能够有1000块。
Wow, in her heart she thanked God.
在心里面他这样子感谢神。
God, you really know me.
你真的知道我的需要。
I have the heart to offer to the church building.
我有这个心要为这个建堂的事情做奉献。
I only say I want to offer 500, you bless me 1,000.
那我心里面其实只是要奉献500块，现在你却给我1000块。
Really, the more you give.
当然你能够、奉献更多。
The more.God will bless you.
神会祝福你更多。
So when they start giving out, wow, more bread is produced.
所以当他们一直、分饼的时候，就 越来越多的饼会变出来。
This is the key of blessing.
这就是、蒙福的主要因素。
Not only about physical money.
并不是说这个属物质的钱。
When you start to help people.
当你开始帮助别人。
When you start to love the Lord.
当你开始、爱神。
When you start to give up your time.
当你开始愿意把时间分出来。
God will start to work.
那神就开始工作了。
Let's turn back to John chapter 6.
我们再回去看约翰福音第六章。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
第十二节。 十节他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。
Verse 13.
十三节他们便将那五个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。
Verse 14.
第十四节众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说这正是要到世间来的先知。
Now, the conclusion of this miracle is very wonderful.
这里这个神迹的结论也是很奇妙。
Jesus don't want any food to be wasted.
因为主耶稣他不要有任何的食物被浪费掉。
Even though it's free.
虽然是免费的。
Even though it's from God.
虽然是从神而来的。
Even though it was multiplied without any effort.
虽然是在毫无努力之下也变得很多出来的。
Nobody want to cook.Nobody has to cook at that time.
当时也没有人需要去煮这个食物。
But still, don't waste any food.
可是还是不要浪费。
You have to bring it out and collect it.
要把它收起来。
This is our Lord Jesus Christ, His mind. Don't waste anything.
这是主耶稣的心里面的想法，就是不要浪费。
But besides this teaching,
那这个教导的除了这教导以外
，there's still something into it.
还是有一些事情我要知
道的。When they eat.
在他们吃的时候
it is just sounds and seems very normal.
看起来是一件很平常的事情。
Because they eat and then they feel full.
那他们吃了然后就饱了。
You never realize how much food were produced or was miraculously produced.
我们并不知道其实有多少食物在这个神迹里面被行了出来，被做了出来。
But when you started to pick up all this crumble,
可是当我们开始把这些吃剩的这些零碎把它收集起来
When you gather all together,
把这些所有的所吃剩的都收集起来以后
12 basket of them,
总共装满了十二个篮子
Suddenly you realize how great and amazing that the grace of God is.
忽然间我们就会发现到神的这个恩典是多么的奇妙
when
多么的伟大
When you start counting the small things,
我们当我们开始去算这些小事情的时候
you really start to amaze.
你就会开始惊讶惊奇了。
We have to start counting from the small places.
所以我们要从小开始算起。
Sometimes in our life we're lacking of joy.
有时候在我们生命里面我们缺乏喜乐。
Why?
为什么呢
？We think that we don't have much grace from God.
因为我们觉得神没有给我们多大的恩典。
I don't have a big miracle like somebody didn't die of a cancer or something.
我没有大神迹，我不像其他人曾经患过癌症死去再活来。
And then I didn't receive a tremendous grace.
也没有得到一些特别的恩典。
Wrong, you're wrong.
你这样子想法就错了。
In your life, you have already received a lot of grace.
其实，在你生命里面已经得到很多的恩典。
But you didn't count it.
只是你没有去数算。
You neglected the details.
你已经忽略了这些细节。
When you pick up all the crumbles, all the pieces.
当你把这些所有的零零碎碎的小事都收集起来
adding up together,
把它们集中在一起的时候
already is a miracle.
就已经是一个神迹。
For example, today,
比如说今天
we are sitting here,
我们都坐在这里。
You are healthy.
你现在有健康。
You're not in the hospital.
不是躺在医院里面。
It is already a great miracle.
这已经是一个神迹了。
You have food to eat.
你有食物吃。
It's already a great miracle.
是一个神迹了。
When the people of Israel came out of Egypt,
当这些以色列人他们离开埃及。
When they were about to enter the land of Canaan,
将要进入这个迦南地的时候
，God through Moses asked them，
借着摩西神问他们
，Look at your shoes，
看看你们的鞋子
，Look at your sandals，
看看你们所穿的那些鞋子
，How many years you have worn them？
那你们已经走了这么多的路，这么多年
，How many years？
你们穿了多久
？A few decades，
穿了几十年
，Some even 40 years，
有些穿了40年
，But their shoes never worn out。
可是他们的鞋子呢，却没有损坏
，Look at your shoes， How many years you have worn it？
看看我们自己所穿的鞋子，你穿了多久呢
？Sometimes I look at my children's shoes.
我看我的孩子的鞋子。
哎呀 ，six months，
六个月
，already broke，
就一开始烂了。
Have to buy another pair，
又要买新的。
哇 ，because they always run sports，
因为他们常常跑来跑去。
哇 ，look at the children of Israelites， 40 years。
我们看以色列人的孩子，他们穿的鞋子是40年
，never break，
没有烂过。
哇 ，suddenly you remember it's the grace of God。
忽然间就会回想到这是神的恩典。
If you don't think， if you don't look at the details， you don't know。
如果我们没有去思想，没有去看这些细节，我们不会发现。
If you know, if you think about the detail, you cannot stop to thank God.
如果我们看这些细节，我们就不能不开始来感谢神。
Look at your car.
看我们的车子
，For example, your car is getting old, right?
看我们的车子越来越老旧。
It clocked 200,000 miles.
已经跑了整200,000 公里。
What do you think?
那你心里面想什么呢？
唉 ，old car.
你心里面想，这是一部老车。
Look at other people's car, shiny, new.
看看人家的车啊，多么的新。
My 200,000 already.
我的车已经跑了200,000。
I'm not happy.
非常不高兴。
I don't have money to buy a new one.
我没有钱买新的。
Is it like this?
心里面是否这样子想呢
？If you think like this, wrong.
如果这样子想就错了。
You should think.
你应该这样子想。
200,000 kilometers.
跑了200,000。
Thank God, no accident.
感谢神，没有意外发生。
Still moving.
还是可以行走。
I'm still alive.
我还是活着。
哇 ，Thank God！
我要感谢神。
Isn't it? You think differently. It's a miracle.
如果我们如此的想，这不是难道不是一个神迹吗
？You say, Pastor, you know, I had two accidents already.
你说传道我已经有了两个意外了。
Should I thank God?
那我应该感谢神吗
？Yes, you should thank God even more.
是的，你应该更加的感谢神。
Why?
为什么呢
？Thank God, two accidents. You're still sitting here.
感谢神，经过两个意外，你还能够坐在这里。
You're still in one piece.
你还是。完整的。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Isn't it? Look at the small things, and then you add up. Wow, it is a big miracle.
我们把这些细节所有的细节收集起来，就成了一个大神迹。
So, brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹们
，this miracle really teaches us.
这个神迹真的在教导着我们。
Our Lord Jesus Christ teaches us.
主耶稣在教导着我们。
Test us.
他是。时常与我们同在。
We thank God for today's sermon.
我们感谢神今天的分享。
All the glory be unto God's name.
一切荣耀归主耶稣基督圣名。
Because of time, we directly come to prayer.
如果
because of time, so we directly go to prayer.
因为时间关系，我们就现在直接做祷告。